I looked out the window. I had heard the story before, years ago, probably when I was still in junior high. In the version I'd been told, the car was a Thunderbird instead of a Caddy, but otherwise, everything was the same. The kid says, I may only be 17, but I'm not an idiot. No one sells a car like this, especially one with low mileage, for only $750. And the guy tells him he's doing it because the car smells. You can't get the smell out. He's tried and tried, and nothing will take it out. You see, he was on a business trip, a fairly long one, gone for at least a couple of weeks, the driver was saying. He was smiling the way people do when they're telling a joke that really slays them. And when he comes back, he finds the car in the garage and his wife in the car. She's been dead practically the whole time he's been gone. I don't know if it was suicide or a heart attack or what, but she's all bloated up. And the car, it's full of that smell. And all he wants to do is sell it, you know? He laughed. That's quite a story, huh? Why wouldn't he call home? It was my mouth, talking all by itself. My brain was frozen. He's gone for 2 weeks on a business trip, and he never calls home once to see how his wife's doing?
Well, the driver said, that's sort of beside the point, wouldn't you say? I mean, hey, what a bargain. That's the point. Who wouldn't be tempted? After all, you could always drive the car with the fucking windows open, right? And it's basically just a story. Fiction. I thought of it because of the smell in this car, which is fact.
Silence. And I thought, he's waiting for me to say something. Waiting for me to end this. And I wanted to, I did, except, what then? What would he do then? He rubbed the ball of his thumb over the button on his shirt, the one reading, I rode the bullet at Thrill Village, Laconia. I saw there was dirt under his fingernails.
That's where I was today, he said. Thrill Village. I did some work for a guy, and he gave me an all-day pass. My girlfriend was going to go with me, but she called and said she was sick. She gets these periods that really hurt sometimes. They make her sick as a dog. It's too bad, but I always think, hey, what's the alternative? No rag at all, right? And then I'm in trouble. We both are. Ha! He yapped, a humorless bark of sound. So I went by myself. No sense wasting an all-day pass. You ever been to Thrill Village?
Yes, I said. Once, when I was 12.
Who'd you go with? He asked. You didn't go alone, did you? Not if you were only 12.
I hadn't told him that part, had I? No. He was playing with me, that was all, swatting me idly back and forth. I thought about opening the door and just rolling out into the night, trying to tuck my head into my arms before I hit. Only I knew he'd reach over and pull me back before I could get away. And I couldn't raise my arms anyway. The best I could do was clutch my hands together. No, I said. I went with my dad. My dad took me.
Did you ride the bullet? I rode that fucker 4 times. Man, it goes right upside down.
He looked at me and uttered another empty bark of laughter. The moonlight swam in his eyes, turning them into white circles, making them into the eyes of a statue. And I understood he was more than dead. He was crazy.
Did you ride that, Alan?
I thought of telling him he had the wrong name. My name was Hector. But what was the use? We were coming to the end of it now.
Yeah, I whispered.